Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Thank you so very much for joining us right here, right now, live on CUTV News Radio and our worldwide audience of faithful listeners and fans of our series. It's a real honor and a pleasure to have you with us today, and I am very, very excited. I've been looking forward all week to a continuation of our series with our very, very special guest, Sophia Samuels. And if you had an opportunity to hear our show just a couple weeks ago with Sophia, she is absolutely one of the most engaging people, passionate, empathetic. She is somebody who is just extraordinarily knowledgeable, but she's also somebody who, I mean, she's got the law of attraction built right into her, in her genes. She's just somebody who attracts good, and she brings the good out of people just through her automatic personality, just by being her. And then, of course, she's a skilled professional, part two. But she is just a really an amazing person to have a great conversation with and to connect with. And that's what we're doing today. This is part two of our series with Sophia Samuels. She is a certified life mastery consultant, a transformational life coach, and she is the founder of Highway to Boundless. She's trained and certified through Mary Morrissey's Life Mastery Institute. Her role in life really is to help her clients realize what it is they long for, because every life has a dream. Every dream has a life longing to be lived. And she holds a doctorate in counseling psychology with a clinical emphasis. Over the course of her career as a clinician and professor and therapist, she found her work was always focused on problems, and that's what led her to spiritual life coaching as well. We have a lot to get to today. You can go back in our archives to hear part one of our series. She is amazing, and you'll find that episode really, really engaging. Her website is highwaytoboundless.com. That's highwaytoboundless.com. We'll talk about that again towards the latter part of the show so you can connect with Sophia. But first, let's dive right in because we have a lot of great material to get to today. And again, it is a real honor and a pleasure to have her joining us here live on CUTV News Radio. Sophia, thank you so much. I know you've been looking forward to the show as much as I have, and it's a real pleasure to have you on the broadcast today. So welcome back.
Well, thank you ever so much. Warm greetings to you, Jim. It's such a pleasure to be on this show with you again today, and greetings to the listening audience.
I have a question for you, and I know it's one that is near and dear to your heart. Were there any specific events in your life, Sophia, that occurred that led you to become this incredible life mastery consultant and the transformational life coach that you are?
Well, Jim, I spent many years in the field of psychology, and while actively engaged in working with people, I felt very fulfilled. On the other hand, there was always a subtle yearning in a quiet corner of my thoughts and my heart that wanted to include more into my service delivery. Nonetheless, I lacked the awareness of different paths that could possibly satisfy this sense of a missing piece, and I was comfortable enough, as well as gifted in providing therapy, to not want to consider another path. However, the time came, which was a number of years ago, when I left my teaching post as an assistant professor of psychology at a state college with the intention of returning to private clinical practice. However, within the same month of my departure from the college, I assumed responsibility for my mother's care, and as she was in her advanced years, required a tremendous amount of time and attention. And ultimately, this hindered my ability to return to private practice. Then in 2011 and 2012, I tragically lost the last two members of my family. These losses sent me into a downward spiral of grief that was accompanied by what is known as the dark night of the soul. And this was a very painful period that lasted for 3 years and that caused a tremendous plummeting in my health. So when I finally pulled out of this period of my life, I was open to seeking a new professional path. And as I shared with you during our first show, my feet and soul became securely planted on this path of a transformational life coach. And furthermore, what I had long felt was missing in my psychological work was and is now fully satisfied in my work as a coach and mentor. And I must add that when I moved into this profession of coaching and mentoring, having put myself through the same program that I take my clients through, I began to see changes occur in my life right and left. And I have never been the same since, and I have never been happier.
That is absolutely incredible. That is an amazing beginning to this episode of our show. And thank you so much for digging deep there in your heart and soul and sharing that story with us. And it's really inspirational, and it's very positive how you were able to pull yourself out of that to be able to do and share with us what you do so well. You know, it's interesting that you found yourself in clinical practice with all that clinical implies, but now your work incorporates the spiritual within your coaching modality. Will you, if you can, share with us and speak to that shift?
You bet. Well, basically, we're talking about a difference in perspective and approach to working with people. Clinical implies treatment, and in this context, treatment implies pathology or illness or trying to figure out what's wrong in an individual's life. In the words of Dr. Martin Seligman, a renowned psychologist and founder of positive psychology, he stated, and I quote, "Psychology and psychiatry over the last 60 years can actually claim that we can make miserable people less miserable," unquote. Coaching and mentoring, on the other hand, facilitate a process that the client willingly undertakes for the personal discovery of either current or latent dreams and longings that can help the client live a freer, happier, more fulfilled life, a life that the client loves living. In addition, the coaching process is created for the empowerment of the client and gives the client a model that he or she can use again and again to realize ever-expanding dreams. You know, people don't just dream once and realize once. We dream of new and better throughout our lives. So where the spiritual enters the process, and I think it's important to emphasize that when I speak of the spiritual, there is no relationship to religion or dogma, but rather the recognition and application of principles along the lines of the way that life works. So life does not work randomly nor occasionally, but consistently based on natural laws and order. So with that in mind, I will speak very briefly to the spiritual dimension as it applies to the coaching framework that I use. Because our fundamental nature is spiritual, when we consciously factor in spiritual principles into the equation of our lives, this enlarges the scope of our self-creation, of our healing, of our becoming more and more of who we are truly capable of being. This capacity of which I speak is infinite because we are infinite beings. However, most people live with a concept of limitation, not infinite possibilities. And just one more thing that I would like to say here is that it is an important thing to bear in mind that all of creation has an evolutionary imperative.
What a profound statement that is. Oh, my God. No, what do you mean when you say that all creation has an evolutionary imperative? I mean, that's one of those statements. You hear it, you ponder it, you take a breath, and then you quander. Tell us about that. What do you actually mean when you say that? Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what I mean, Jim. Consider the world before Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, who were the major creators of the technological revolution, the world of computerization. Imagine your life without your cell phone, your computer, your iPad, iPod, flat screen TV, and so forth. Consider the world before Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and Orville and Wilbur Wright. There was no harnessed electricity, no cars, no aviation, no understanding of the laws of electricity, of the combustion engine, or of thermodynamics. And again, consider the world before modern medicine. Medical intervention was more dangerous than it was safe because of the lack of sterilization, inferior or inadequate surgical tools, and scant knowledge. So each example of advancement that I just mentioned was a call or an urge to improve the circumstances of life, and each came as a result of tapping into and applying natural laws particular to each invention and practice. So then, Jim, I'm going to ask you, as well as the listening audience, how many of you would trade the conveniences that you enjoy today for the conditions and struggles of, say, 200 years ago, or even 100 years ago? Who would be willing to live without clean electricity, washing machines, automobiles, airplanes, computers, cell phones, refrigerators, and so forth? This same urge for improvement and expansion exists in our personal lives. And the pathway to this expansion consists of our willingness to move beyond our current limitations and to engage in our greater unfolding. Another way to say this is we cannot reach the finish line unless we are willing to run the race.
I love the way you end your statements and your conversational segments. You always leave something profound. That's another great one. Well, of course, psychology. We're talking about psychology, and I love psychology as you do. And it starts with, well, really the premise that there is something wrong. It has a connotation. It has this thought of, God, there's got to be something wrong. Well, I'm imagining that coaching has a different perspective or approach to working with people. Coaching beginning with the premise that the individual is a whole and capable person, almost a more empowering, encouraging approach. If it drives the question, what will make your tomorrow and your life better? So what is the philosophy or what are the principles behind your coaching programs specifically, Sophia?
Thank you, Jim, for that question. Well, let me just reiterate a couple of things about psychology, and then I will move on to answer the bigger part of your question. Psychology was created on the medical model of disease and pathology. Therefore, treatment addresses human dysfunction for the purpose of remediation, stabilization, or hospitalization. But as a general rule, psychological intervention does not typically facilitate the transformation of the individual. As for life coaching, in the absence of inhibiting pathological disorders and serious psychological dysfunction, coaching approaches the individual or group with a recognition that we have within us the inherent capacity to alter our lives and thus alter our circumstances. The beginning point of coaching is where the individual is today. And where each of us is today is the result of our thoughts and beliefs. We have each created the lives that we are living by the thoughts that we think and the conditioning that we are all subject to. So naturally, a basic approach to working with clients is helping them to shift their limiting thoughts and beliefs and to recognize their capacity to create a more expansive and fulfilling life while assisting them in their process to do so. So the philosophy and the principles behind my coaching programs are seven-pointed. One, we are all beings of immeasurable capacity created to be creative like the source from which we have come. Second, as Teilhard de Chardin stated, and I paraphrase, we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Three, we have all been created to seek for and realize a greater, freer, fuller, more expanded version of ourselves, and as we do so, we come to know the power that is within us to create whatever it is that we can imagine. Four, we are all so much more than we believe ourselves to be. Five, there is nothing outside of us that is greater than what is inside of us. Six, our thoughts create our realities. We have the power to change our thoughts, thus the power to change our lives. Seven, our destiny is determined by our resolve to move forward or by our decision to stay stuck. Either way, our destiny is in our own hands. And I would like to interject here an invitation to the listening audience to download a free ebook that I recently wrote that contains a wonderful and inspiring story about self-determination and self-creation. So I would ask you to text the word qualities to the number 614-610-1122. Again, text the word qualities to 614-610-1122, or you can also find this story at essentialqualities.net.
That is terrific. So we do encourage folks to do that, and it's a great, great way to connect with Dr. Sophia Samuels. And again, she is somebody who, you know, just in knowing her, your life will be enriched greatly. Now, in your opinion, how much of a need is there for life coaching services in the country, if not the world? We all need mentors, coaches. We all need guidance and support and resources to tap into and people to listen, don't we?
Well, that certainly has been my perception and according to my reading of the literature and the accounts of many people, for example, like the one I'm getting ready to tell you about. Joel Osteen, who is pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, draws a domestic audience in person and through podcasts of 52,000 people to his weekly services and sermons. Lakewood happens to be the largest megachurch in the United States, and Joel is a pastor, life coach, and motivational speaker all rolled into one. His weekly broadcast reach over 100 countries with an estimated listening audience of 7 million people. This is only one person feeding an existing hunger. Now, there are other people doing the same thing, but on a much smaller scale. The coaching field is burgeoning, Jim, because of the hunger that is pervasive and for which there is a need. There's also the fact that people are hungry to experience greater meaning in life. They're hungry to more fully and freely identify and express their talents and skills and untapped abilities. People are looking to expand themselves personally, professionally, and in the corporate world. And then here's another point that I'd like to make. We are all living in a time of rapid economic changes, of ever-increasing industrial graveyards and the extinction of jobs, all of which are leaving people without a sense of direction and with pocketbook strain and stress. Life coaching is one avenue that corporate America can tap to help to transition laid-off workers to discover their personal potential and possibilities that they can then use to create new opportunities for themselves. And lastly, before I get off of this subject, I would like to identify of the many benefits of coaching, just three. Number one, a big challenge in dream creation is having and maintaining a belief in oneself and in one's dreams. As a coach, I serve as a partner in believing. Another, a major factor in living into one's dream is accountability. I help clients be accountable for the commitments they make through our weekly one-on-one coaching sessions. And then lastly, a coach is like a GPS tracker that serves to help keep the client focused, in process, and on course.
It's a great way to look at it, a whole different perspective and a beautiful and eloquent way to describe it all and to make the connection and the differentiations. What do you believe that people are looking for? I know that's a loaded question, and that's a question that could go beyond the half-hour time frame we have allotted here, but What do you believe people are truly looking for, and what do people need? You did touch a little bit on sense of purpose, sense of understanding what it's all about. Why am I on the planet? Why am I here to serve, and who am I here to serve? What do people need, and what are they looking for?
Well,
again, a loaded
question. I'm going to try to answer this. Yes, it is, and I'll try to answer it as quickly and as briefly as possible. I believe that people want to get up in the mornings after a good night's rest and feel a zest for life. I believe that people want to look forward to a day filled with their own creative expression, a sense of personal contribution to the work that they are engaged in, the extension of appreciation from others for the gifts that they bring to their daily activities, and a paycheck reflective of their full-hearted efforts to contribute to the success of what they're committed to. You know, Jim, I recently heard a statistic that 80% of people dread getting out of bed in the mornings and going to work. People fill work positions in order to put food on the table and pay the bills, and all the while have little to look forward to. So people need to believe that their lives can improve and unfold in the direction of a much greater expression of themselves and of their experience with life, whether that's creating a happier family life, increased health, increased financial abundance, a job that aligns with their talents and gifts and abilities, a rich love life. people need to feel secure, and they need to feel peace, and they need to believe that there is a way for their lives to improve.
Yes, they do. Sense of hope, a sense of positivity. Is it ever too late for a person to realize their longings and their dreams?
What a great question.
Or never too late, huh? Never too late.
It is absolutely never, never too late for a person to pursue their longings and dreams. As long as there is breath to be drawn, we can tap our dreams and breathe life into them. You know, some time ago I heard this statement that the greatest treasures on earth are not found in gold or precious jewels or land or the stock market, but rather the greatest treasures on earth are found in the world's graveyards filled with people who died with unrealized dreams and untapped potential. In fact, Wayne Dyer said something similar when, in speaking to himself, said, "Wayne, don't die with your music still in you." There are so many accounts of people in their 80s and 90s who beautifully blossom for the first time in their lives through the discovery and realizations of long-held dreams. So to answer your question, no, it is never too late.
Never too late. That's right. So for everybody listening, it's never too late. What do you consider to be some of the major blocks to stop people from achieving their goals? I know there could be quite a few of those.
There are. So just let me rattle off a few. The biggest reason, Jim, is fear. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of criticism by others, usually starting with one's family and friends, fear of being inadequate, thus incapable of realizing one's dreams, pessimism, harsh self-criticism, distractibility, procrastination, unwillingness to forgive oneself. And, you know, the mother lode of all of these blocks to success is what are known as paradigms, and paradigms make up our belief systems, our attitudes and behaviors, our habits, all of which are stored in our subconscious mind and run our lives. In essence, they are our conditioned thoughts and behaviors from which we operate on a vastly unconscious level.
That's very powerful. We're going to have you back. I know you have a passion for helping people, and you've got a bright future with Highway to Boundless. I just want to get real quick to the website, and I'll have you answer that. If you want to connect with Dr. Sophia Samuels, please go to this website, highwayto boundless.com. Again, highwaytoboundless.com. A phenomenal place to begin to connect with her. She is waiting for you. She's an amazing person. But in your desire to help people, leading future of your wonderful company, got about only 90 seconds. What would you say to sum that up?
Ask me that again, Jim.
Why you want to help people?
Why do I want to help people? You know, Jim, I was born with this inclination. That's the bottom line. I'm just one of those people who was born with a clearly recognizable path, and I'm on it.
Got about 30 seconds left.
To the listening audience, that when they go to my website, to please download a beautiful free, a very small ebook called As a Man Thinketh. It's full of gold nuggets and great wisdom, and people will love that book. And it's free.
Absolutely.
Off
and it's
my website.
Free. F-R-E-E. HighwayToBoundless.com website.
Yes.
Thank you very much,
Dr.
Sophia Samuels. It was a real honor and pleasure. Hope we chat with you some more. It's so wonderful the work that you do, and wish you a blessed and very, very happy holiday and new year.
Oh, same to you and the listening audience. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. What a guest. Thank you for listening as well. I'm Jim Masters, CUTV News, and we wish you a blessed holiday as well and Happy New Year. And thanks for tuning in to CUTV News Radio Live today. Have a great day.